I felt like this was a success, but when I look back, I feel like it was an insult. I was buying beers in the supermarket, wearing a mask. I got ID'd. I didn't have any ID on me.
Yeah.
So instead, I just took my mask off, and then she looked at me and went, all right, that's fine.
My name's Will.
And my name's Steve.
You haven't got time to read War and Peace.
Even if it is one of the greatest novels of all time.
587,000 words.
612 grams.
That's the weight of the book.
500 characters.
361 chapters.
3 volumes.
2 epilogues.
And a collection of maps. We're going to summarise all of it for you.
This is War and Peace
in just 7 years.
Stephen!
Hello, Will.
Stephen, hello, and hello to everyone else. Welcome to episode 63 of War and Peace in just 7 years.
Amazing.
Take a seat.
63.
We are 63 episodes old.
We're kind of getting close now to 100, and that feels kind of spooky.
And
exciting.
And special.
Yeah. Talking of special, Will.
Oh, what a link.
We've had a fantastic email. The emails keep coming. So thank you so much for sending all these emails. They're just really wonderful to read. So please do send something in if you've got something to say. So we've got this wonderful email from Lucia, and the subject, it might make you feel a bit, I don't know, sick maybe, Will.
Yeah, go on.
Thou and you.
Oh, great.
So she's written in this wonderful, wonderful email to try and help us understand a little bit more about thou and you. I think maybe this will get us over the hump.
If this doesn't, Steve, honestly, nothing will. And not that we have to give people's credentials when they write in, but Lucia, yeah.
It's just nice that they have some, to be honest.
It is nice when you compare them to us. It is nice.
Yeah.
Lucia is studying for a degree in Russian area studies. I mean, wow.
It doesn't get better. Just the area of Russia.
Where it is.
Russia and around. where it is. No. I mean, she is certainly probably the most qualified person, as far as we know, that's ever written in.
Without a doubt. Imagine the quality of her War and Peace podcast.
Yeah, we should really get her and Jess together.
Yeah.
They could make a spin-off podcast about thou and you.
Well, their spin-off podcast could just be, you know, really... really kind of filled with information.
Anyway, what is the information?
What is it?
Enough talking, Will and Steve. Stop wasting my time. Tell me about thou and you. Okay, so here's the information from Lucia's email. Thou was an archaic, informal version of you.
Oh, right. I get it now.
Keep listening, Will. Don't just stay with me.
All right.
It was used either intimately or to those below your station. I think we knew that.
Yeah, we've done that bit.
But Lucia goes deeper. She's got literary references for us.
Oh, it's like a little essay.
It's like an essay, yeah. If you think of a Shakespeare play, you will see that characters are switched between you and thou, depending on who they're speaking to.
Incredible.
Can you think of any Shakespeare plays where that happens, Will?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I could, but we'd be here all day, me listing them off perfectly.
For example, in Act 1, Scene 2 of Hamlet.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Hamlet addresses his friends and classmate Horatio, formerly as you.
Right.
But later, quite a sweet moment.
Let me guess.
As Lucia says, yes.
Let me guess.
Go on, guess.
A bit later on in the scene. I'm guessing he says thou.
It's informal and intimate, and it's thou.
That's lovely.
Lucia's actually gone to the effort of pulling out these quotes, so I think we'll probably read those for our Patreon subscribers rather than subjecting you to an entire Shakespeare play.
I think we will. Steve and I will try our best to perform those quotes as they should be.
So yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that on Patreon, but Lucia, just to say thank you so much for your email.
We love emails. And look, we love informed emails, but also we love emails that don't have any knowledge or wisdom in them. Any email you want to send, send it in. Tolstoy@wapin7.com.
It would be a bit much if we said we only want smart emails.
Yeah, we don't just want essays. You can just email us in saying, hi.
Send us a hi, send us a picture.
Up to you.
Send us a picture of your favourite plant.
You do.
Whatever you like.
What you want. Steve, close the email box, put the emails to bed, and tell us, briefly, what happened last week.
I've tucked them in. They're all safe. They're all safe and toasty,
night,
all the
little,
emails together.
My little emails.
See you tomorrow. So last week can really only be described in one word. It's just party. Big party. There's two words.
Such a party. Bagfest.
Bagfest has begun. I think, I'm really hoping that it's continuing this week.
As do we all.
And of course, the other thing, just Nikki's around town. Nicky's having a great time. He's the boy around town.
He's the hottest chap.
He's the hottest. Got the best shoes. Got thigh-high leather sheepskin, snakeskin boots.
And boy, are they pointy.
And everyone thinks he's great. And also, we can't really forget that if the gossip is true, Dolokhov is the word cuckolded.
I believe it could be.
I don't think I've ever used it in a sentence.
I've never heard anyone say it in my presence before.
Dolokhov has potentially stolen Pierre's wife.
Yeah, and in defiance of this kind of wife stealing or alleged wife stealing, Pierre grew his hair and is now sad.
Yes, well, let's see what comes of that.
Yeah. Onwards. The reading. Seven little Smurfs dancing in the breeze.
Okay, I wasn't going to do any Smurf stuff, but now that you've sung that...
Oh, come on!
It's been a while since we've been to Smurfland.
It has.
I've just searched for the word Smurf party this week.
Have you?
And I'm not disappointed.
You never, ever are. Yes, he is very handsome.
Oh, must be Nicky. Ugh. Must be Nicky. Ugh. The Smurfs Dance Party
right.
is a dance game.
Wow.
It was cancelled.
Honestly, everything to do with the Smurfs is...
It was only partially cancelled for one of the platforms. It's very similar to the big franchise Just Dance, but you play as Smurfs.
Okay. Almost all this information I could have worked out for myself. I should not be doing my duty, Count.
Okay, so in Smurfs Dance Party, it had 25 songs that you could competitively dance to.
25?
Yeah. Welcome to New York.
Yeah. Why is Smurf not in the title?
Mr. Smurftastic.
Okay, there we go.
One of the Boys.
Why is it not called One of the Smurfs?
Exactly.
It's lazy.
Barbara Streisand, Barbara Smurfland.
Like, it writes itself. Sorry, it Smurfs itself.
Just the way you are. Smurf the way you are.
Come on.
Just the Smurf you are.
It's Smurf the Smurf you are.
Come on.
Come on.
Boom shakalak, boom Smurfalak.
It's so easy.
Unbelievable.
Unbesmurfable.
Absolutely unbesmurfable.
Sideways, cover yourself with your pistol.
Playing the game was like drinking a bottle of vodka while spinning in a tumble dryer.
I bet it's not like that.
Total smurfing bedlam. I'm down with that.
I like that bit.
Kids from the ages of 3 and up are going to absolutely love it. And that includes my age.
That includes everyone. And Steve, be quiet. Dare I say, stop making any noise. Okay. And I will follow that with this quote.
Okay.
No apologies. None whatever.
Okay.
And that is that.
It lost some of the gravitas.
It did.
The longer it went on.
The pause and the... And I didn't know what was going on.
I'm sure the music will help.
It will. That sting does cure pretty much everything.
I'm sure it will help. Oh, there are a lot more reviews that I can look at next time. So don't worry, everyone.
Don't worry.
Well, you've just read some of War and Peace, book 4 specifically.
Correct.
Did you have a good time?
I had such a good time. Oh my word, we are in for it today, my friend.
We're in for it.
We are in for it.
Like we're gonna get killed.
Yeah, we are in it. Steve, quick question. Do you think the party has stopped?
I don't want the party to have stopped. And my experience of the last party we had was that I thought it was just going to be one chapter or whatever.
You did.
And then there were about 5 chapters on it, and it was brilliant.
And every bit of it was amazing. Of course the party hasn't stopped. We are a-partying. We're on a table with Pierre, sad Pierre, Dolokhov, Nick, and Denisov.
Oh, that was a bold seating arrangement, putting Dolokhov near Pierre.
Steve, we've discussed this quite a bit, but just remind us all, how's Pierre doing?
I think Pierre was doing pretty good. You know, he got all that money. That can make people happy sometimes.
Yeah, loads of money.
Almost all the money.
Yeah.
But then I think what may have been a bit of a downer for him is when his friend came to his house
and stole his wife.
Yeah. But it's still just gossip. We don't know for sure, but he's looking sad. So that might have been a downer.
That could have been a downer. I think this quote sums it up nicely. His face was depressed and gloomy.
That's almost exactly the same as the quote that was in my chapter.
It was.
He looked sad and upset or sad and I don't know, but...
I think it's fair to say he's not happy.
He's not having a nice time.
The big problem is simply this, Steve. Has Dolokhov had an affair with Pierre's wife?
Yes.
That's the big question. It's the question. So I'm going to ask you, Steve, once and for all, be firm in your response, yes or no.
Anna, too, usually knows what's going on.
Mm.
So I'm inclined to believe her. Pierre is looking quite sad.
And depressed and gloomy.
Depressed and gloomy, and his hair is long, which, you know, doesn't necessarily mean anything, but...
Could mean sadness.
I feel like we're being pushed in that direction, so I'm going to say, yes, Pierre certainly thinks that his wife has run away with Dolokhov.
Very interesting. How is the most important information given in War and Peace, Steve? How do people find things out? There's always one delivery method of all big information.
Oh, it's always a letter.
It's always a letter.
Does a letter come in the middle of dinner? So, hello, it's a letter for Pierre.
Hello,
it's from your wife.
I've stolen your wife.
I'm sitting right next to you. Why did you send me a letter? Dolokhov has sent Pierre a letter telling him that he's stolen his wife over dinner.
Almost spot on. A couple of facts are wrong. The letter's been sent by someone who is anonymous.
Oh.
An anonymous letter, essentially confirming his suspicions that his wife and Dolokhov have been intimate and that literally everyone knows about it.
Sorry, does it arrive during dinner?
It doesn't arrive at dinner. I think he sat at this table being sad, remembering opening the letter.
Ah.
And the really awful bit is everyone knows.
Yeah, it's bad on many, many levels. It makes a lot of sense
so
now.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Pierre still refuses to believe it.
And just remind me, who is Pierre's wife?
Pierre's wife is Helene or Helene.
Oh, right. Because they had I remember maybe at the last party, they had a dance.
And they had a dance and we weren't invited to the wedding, by which I mean me and you.
Yeah,
it just sort of happened very quickly, all of that, didn't it?
And all the listeners, they shouldn't feel so great about themselves either. They weren't invited.
No one was invited.
No one was invited.
No, and Helene is Vasily's daughter.
Yeah.
Every time Pierre's eyes meet Dolokhov's at the table, because remember, they're sat on the same table, Pierre felt something terrible and monstrous rising in his soul.
Oh, God.
You know what makes this worse?
He's too hot.
his top button's a bit too tight.
No. 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 What then?
Pierre actually let Dolokhov live with them for a bit.
Yeah, I know. He came over for a sleepover to St. Petersburg House.
And he gave him money, Steve.
It is.
He fed him.
It's not okay.
All that time under his nose.
It's not okay.
How would you feel if, say, I did that to you, Steve?
I'd be really, really quite annoyed. It might be the end of the podcast, to be perfectly honest.
Might be.
Did Pierre and Dolokhov make a podcast together?
God, well, if they did, that's on the ropes, isn't it?
That's out.
That's out of the question.
Rule one.
God, think about it. You lent me a fiver and I steal your wife.
Yeah.
So bad.
Might affect the dynamics.
Pierre remembered the expression Dolokhov's face assumed in his moments of cruelty, as when tying the policeman to the bear and dropping them into the water, or when he challenged a man to a duel without any reason, or shot a postboy's horse with a pistol.
What the hell is he doing? What the guy is going
horrible.
On, this guy?
This guy's
awful. He's awful. Didn't mention the window thing, though, which is one of my most memorable Dolokhov moments, where he sat on a window ledge and drank
doing his rum.
Rum, yeah.
Maybe that's the one thing he's done that's just quite nice, quite fun.
Will, I never thought in this podcast there would come a time where I'd forgotten that thing with the bear being tied, pushed in the canal.
What's so lovely, honestly, reading this chapter, I had to pause for a bit and go, oh, the bear stuff. I forgot about that.
so much has happened
since then. Steve, I think it's fair to say we hate Dolokhov right now for what he's done.
If it's true, yeah.
And what makes this even worse is that Dolokhov just isn't scared of anyone.
No.
He thinks nothing of killing people.
He's a complete psychopath.
Are you scared of him?
If he was a real person and in this room now...
Stealing your money.
Stealing my money.
And he's staring you out as well.
Riding a bear and he's shot my horse up.
I was going to go in there on you and call you a coward, but actually, what you've just described, I'm scared of him as well.
No chance. He's riding a bear, mate.
I'm terrified of the guy. Anyway, enough of that. Let's go back to the party. So the lads are all chatting about the war, and everyone is ignoring, and I quote here, massive Pierre.
Massive?
Massive. He's massive.
We know he's got big red hands.
But he's also massive.
Wow, okay.
I think he's quite short.
Okay, well, we don't know exactly what kind of massive he is.
He's stout, we know that.
True.
So everyone's basically ignoring him, Steve, at the table. It's really sad, all of this.
I hate this, yeah.
And they're ignoring him because essentially he's just a rich civilian. Or as they say it, an old woman.
Oh, so he's not like one of them. He's not one of the royal blood crowd.
He's not a lad. Like, he hasn't been to war. They just see him as some rich, posh boy.
Ugh.
It's not a great party if you're Pierre.
Ugh, no.
It's really sad, all of this. And he's so lost in his thoughts, Pierre is, that he even forgets to toast the emperor.
He forgets to toast the emperor?
Yeah. Can you think of someone who might take a bit of offence to that?
The whole of Russia.
The whole of Russia, but one specific person who loves the emperor.
Well, Nicky Wood, his dad was you, Nicky. Wood. Nicky.
Yeah, of course it's Nicky. Nicky watches him not toast the emperor and loses his mind and starts shouting at him. What are you about? Don't you hear? It's the majesty's, the emperor's health.
Oh, he does like the emperor.
He's livid. He's so angry. And then Pierre's just so sad and fed up. He just sighs. It's like, ugh, whatever. And he stands up and he does a drink and he looks around like, is that what you want? Is this what you want?
Oh, I can imagine it.
Pierre is now just watching the lads just have a nice chat. And he just goes red. Turns red.
Awful.
And he just sits down.
We've all been at a party or something, right, where we don't feel like we entirely fit in.
We're not having a good time.
Their mates are there, you know, you just want to go home, really, right?
Yeah, and you don't know, like, the rules. Like, am I meant to stand up? When do I sit down?
We can all sympathise with Pierre here.
I'm so red and massive.
Massive. We've all had massive red hands at a party.
And you look around and you realise no one else's hands are massive.
You forget to toast the Queen. Everyone turns to you and goes, what the hell are you about, mate?
Come on, put the cup of tea on your head, Governor. You have to do it for the Queen. Steve, it's now time for Dolokhov to make a toast.
Oh.
And just before he does, Steve, I just want you to clarify this. What is your take on Dolokhov? Think he's a good guy? Good mate of yours? You vouch for him?
He did one brave thing, didn't he, in the war? But on the whole, I think he's a stupid idiot.
I'll take that.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to judge anyone unjustly, but, you know, but we know quite a lot about him now. And I think it's fair enough to say that he's, you know, an idiot.
An idiot? Like, he's
bad.
Gone in the head quite a bit.
Bad person.
He's a bad guy.
As much as there are bad characters here, he's one of the bad ones.
He's a bad guy. Dolokhov stands up. Well, now to the health of handsome women.
Oh, no.
And you know what he does? He says that while staring at Pierre. And he does a little smirk.
Awful, awful stuff.
Oh my God. Awful. This is awful.
Helene has got the amazing lip, hasn't she?
Incredible lip.
Beautiful lip. Very beautiful, but particularly lovely lip, I remember.
Such a great lip. And Dolokhov's now smirking with his lips.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. At this point, Steve, a footman, I've put in brackets here, could be me.
Probably.
Probably is. Approaches the table. He's handing out printed versions of that song everyone's singing for
Brilliant.
Baggy.
Great. Yeah?
The lyric sheet.
Yeah, yeah. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The king, et cetera.
Just three lines, et cetera, and then it's et cetera. Make it up, make it up. Enjoy yourself.
He's handing them out. Now, as you can imagine, Steve, these parties, there's lots of very specific rules. You know, we're in the aristocracy, everyone's rich and yada, yada, yada. And so it's really important when things are handed out that they go to Pierre first. He might not have gone to the war, but he's incredibly powerful and rich.
Got it.
Right? So the footman hands him the little song first as a sign of respect.
Makes sense.
Dolokhov leans over and snatches it.
Oh, this is really bad.
This is bad. This is bad stuff now.
They're going to have a little fisticuffs.
Yeah, go on. What do you think? What do you think happens? Because this is the pin now. The pin's been pulled.
I think big red hand, big red slap.
Big red hand. Big red slap.
That's what I'm going to say.
You're not far off. This is what Pierre says. How dare you take it? You shan't have it! You scoundrel! I challenge you.
Ooh, to slaps match.
To a slap-a-thon. Not to a slap-a-thon, Steve. To a duel.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Didn't expect you to make that very strange sound. Quick bit of duel admin before we get to the duel.
Yeah.
Nick agrees to be Dolokhov's kind of duel.
Well, sorry, they're
boy.
Doing the duel here and now.
Mate. The duel's accepted. It's time to sort out the duel admin. It's that quick. No, the duel's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh.
But once you challenge someone, then it's duel admin, duel business.
Okay, straight down to get all the cross the T's, fill in the forms.
And exactly. I thought we would be really shocked by the duel like you were when you went, ooh, this is just business, all
there,
right?
There must be just be duels happening all the time.
People are dueling left, right and centre.
People need to learn to talk to get through their problems in a sort of more civil manner than just...
Not necessarily if you have a very well-established duel system.
Sure. I guess it makes things some things easier, quicker at least. And
it
maybe.
Makes them very quick, right?
So what's the admin?
So the duel admin is very simple. When you duel, you need to have what they call a second. I've called them a duel boy, but just a 2IC.
Okay.
All right? So Nicky Rostov agrees to be Dolokhov's duel helper. And Netsvisky agrees to be Pierre's.
Okay.
All right, Steve, time for your odds on the duel. But before I get that from you, I'll give you a bit more duel info. The duel will take place tomorrow morning at Sokolniki.
Okay.
Sokolniki. Tomorrow morning at Sokolniki. What are your odds, buddy, on the fight on the big duel?
What I would like to know is, what is a duel? Just before I answer your question, what is a duel?
Just go back through my notes. It's happening tomorrow, though. You've got that.
Yeah, got that.
You've got that written
down. And it's
down.
Happening in Solnilviki.
Yeah, it is. Well done.
What is it?
A duel is very simple, Steve. Two people, I'm presuming often men in these times. You got a gun each or a pistol each. One shot. You must shoot your shot at a certain point, like some distance is laid out, you know, and then you have a little shoot.
Yeah.
One of them dies. Whee!
Yeah.
Argument settled.
Right. Okay. So they're going to walk around and shoot each other.
Spot on, mate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
and
it.
Sorry, just to clarify, it's happening tomorrow.
It's happening tomorrow. Right. Okay.
So what are your odds?
Well, look, I know that Dolokhov has done at least one other duel and survived.
Mm, yeah. And he's a murderer.
And he's
isn't
a psychopath. So it seems to be like he should be the one I pick.
Yes.
But.
Wow.
But I love an underdog and I like Pierre. So
okay.
You're going to back the favourite horse because you just want to win.
I'm going to back the successful dueler horse.
Sure. You're going to back that. And I'm going to back Pierre because
all right.
I want him to win.
You want him to take this monster down. This is what's going on in Pierre's head. Either I shall kill him or he will hit me in the head or elbow or knee. Can't I go away from here, run away, bury myself somewhere? Doesn't sound like a winner to me, Steve.
No.
Now, this is quite interesting. It seems that part of the dueling process is that your little duel helpers, so Nesvitsky and Nicky, their job is to go to the other guy and try to convince them not to have a duel.
I thought you were going to say they have their own smaller duel.
They actually,
and they have
they
duel
actually
helpers.
Go and duel.
Who also have a small duel.
It's like a big tournament.
But the guns get smaller and smaller and smaller each time.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. I like that.
Well, that's actually very good. I mean, as much as the duel system has its problems, I would say this is one good bit about the duel system, trying to stop the duel from happening.
It's absolutely brilliant. Ideally, you just wouldn't have the duel bit.
That would be great. Just have these two chat about
chatting.
It.
Yeah.
And they decide on... Anyway, look, I don't make the rules.
You don't make the dueling rules.
Neither do I.
We just abide by them. Yeah, so Nesvitsky and Nick, they're trying to convince the others not to do the duel. They basically say, look, the affair probably didn't happen. You're wrong. You've got this all wrong. It didn't happen. Let's not shoot each other to death.
Yeah.
Pierre says no.
Okay.
It is happening.
Okay.
Dolokhov says, I don't care. It's happening.
Okay.
So the lads are dueling.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Steve, what would be a real issue if, let's say, you were about to do a duel? So you're going to duel, right?
Yeah.
What might be a couple of problems with you being successful in this duel?
Right. No, don't know how to use a gun.
That's a massive problem.
Don't have a gun.
Big problem.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Yeah, really scared.
And the other guy?
The other guy's a murderer.
He's a murderer. They're my problems.
Do you know what? Your problems and Pierre's are essentially identical.
Right, okay.
So this is going to be tough to hear because I know you've bet a lot of money on Pierre.
A lot of money, yeah.
So Pierre's never shot a gun before.
Okay.
And not only has he never shot one,
yeah,
he's never even held one.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're on the same page here. So I could, yeah, beat Pierre here.
Yeah, but what's nice is Netsvisky, he's the guy helping him out. He shows him where the trigger is, though, on the gun.
Right. So they've got the guns there, have they?
Oh, they've got a gun each. Oh, no, so it's tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Did I not say? I got lost in all this jewel.
So just tomorrow, with the party's over? What?
Just... The party just stops mid-sentence. It's tomorrow now. It's jewel time.
Oh my God, it's jewel day.
I should have told us it was jewel day.
I can't believe you didn't mention. I'm glad I asked.
It's the next day and we're at Solniki.
You could have made that clearer, but sure, it's the next day. We're at Solniki. It's jewel time.
We're there and Nesvitsky's teaching Pierre how to hold a gun.
Okay.
Want to change anything about how you think it's going to pan out then? Pierre's, and I quote again, never used a gun.
No. You know, I think the beginner's luck is incredibly powerful here.
Okay.
I'm just going to see him through.
You are relentless, stubborn, and dare I say it, I respect you.
Brave.
All right, Steve, let me set the scene for you. Would you like to close your eyes?
Yeah, sure, I'll close my eyes.
We're 80 paces from the road.
Well, what's that, about half a football pitch or something?
Yeah, yeah. Don't know. Sabres.
Just trying to contextualise it, but never mind, I'll be quiet.
Yeah, you should be. Sabres, I think they're swords. They've been stabbed into the ground to mark out our duelling arena.
Ooh.
Steve, you're not going to believe this.
What?
It's misty.
Well, that could play in anyone's favour, really.
Yeah, and it's very rare that I disagree with Tolstoy. You can open your eyes, by the way, because it's freaking me out.
Okay.
It's very rare I disagree with Tolstoy.
Yeah.
But Steve, what do you make of this? Direct quote. It was thawing and misty. At 40 paces distance, nothing could be seen.
The only problem I have with that is that if it's 40 paces distant and you can't see, then it's got to be...
That's fog, mate.
Either fog or... Or mist, but
no, it's. I don't think that's mist.
I think what we're dealing with here is a fog situation.
That's, and also, I'd go further. That's serious fog.
I would say that's dense fog, according to the Met Office.
That's what I wanted from you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
we're looking at a dense fog dueling situation.
See, look, we've got lovely listeners who know things about thou and you. You and I, though, honestly, try and catch us out on mist and fog stuff.
Oh yeah, we've read one or two articles about it on the internet.
Now, Steve, what's not far behind when there's mist or fog? There's always something else in the mix.
Napoleon.
Good. It would be amazing if Napoleon appeared.
Yeah.
We got mist. We've got fog. There's something else like mist and fog. Human created.
Smoke.
Yeah. There's smoke for some reason as well.
This sounds very cinematic, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. There's smoke, there's mist, dense fog, you could say.
Dueling, they're 80 yards from the road.
There's big swords in the
Swords in the ground. Floor. I assume there's a lot of stuff on fire.
As the adversaries have wefoozed a reconciliation, please proceed. Take your pistols and at the word three, begin to advance. One, two, three. No need to say who that was. It was
nice
Denisov.
To see Denisov around, always.
Use your money on Steve.
It's still on Pierre because he's got beginner's luck. His hands will save him. His hands.
Oh my God, go on.
His huge hands.
How?
His massive hands.
Go on.
Deflect the bullet.
Catch the bullet.
Catch the bullet in his huge hands.
And then slap Dolokhov out of Russia.
He'll slap the bullet back towards him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Quick mist quote. The smoke was rendered denser by the mist.
It's actually fog.
That's not mist. It's not mist. They're allowed to fire as soon as they approach the barrier. Pierre is off. He runs. And then he sort of fumbles with his gun. He doesn't know what to do and he trips a bit. And then he fires.
Oh my God.
Who is that coming towards us? Bearing in mind
Darren?
It's misty.
Darren. Darren's come to save. It's Darren won. It's Darren won through the mist.
In slow mo.
No.
No.
Stop. Love each other.
And then Pierre grabs Darren won's hoof. And
sure.
Then Darren won flies away.
Yes, yes, Darren won.
And Celine Dion starts singing.
Why not?
Oh my God, that would be amazing. No, it is Dolokhov. He's coming through the mist.
Oh, Dolokhov's. Okay, that doesn't make more sense.
The guy he's shooting.
Yeah.
No, it's not over.
Oh, he got him.
Dolokhov falls to the ground.
Oh my.
He's bloody.
He got him.
Because he's recently been shot.
Oh my God.
By Pierre.
I assume the two are related.
I assume so as well. Pierre starts crying. Then he starts to run towards the bleeding Dolokhov.
Oh, it's a trap.
Dolokhov shouts, "To your barrier!" And then he holds up his gun. Because Dolokhov's on the floor and he's bleeding, but he holds up his pistol. And they're only about 10 paces apart from each other.
Yeah, so shouldn't have done that.
Now, Dolokhov does something very strange here, Steve. He starts eating snow.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's a medical thing you could do to sort of slow down, cool your insides. I honestly, I don't know. I don't know what that's about, mate. I don't want to say any medical stuff because it's not going to be right.
You probably shouldn't. It probably wouldn't be accurate, would it?
No.
He sucked and swallowed the cold snow. His lips quivered, but his eyes, still smiling, glittered with effort and exasperation as he mustered his remaining strength. He raised his pistol and aimed.
Oh my.
So he's full of snow. Pierre has just stood there in front of him, 10 paces away, and Pierre doesn't cower.
I think he should cower a bit.
It's odd because I'd cower a bit.
He's been lucky so far. I think,
very lucky.
He really should take advantage of that.
And do remember from earlier on, Steve, that Pierre is massive.
He's a big target.
Dolokhov shoots.
Does he miss?
It's a miss.
Well, yes.
Duel concluded.
Oh, what a waste of human life.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was a bad idea.
Yeah. And what's happened to Dolokhov?
Well, he's been shot, so he's not doing too great.
But he's not dead.
He's not dead. Yeah. Pierre runs off into the woods crying. He's having a bad time, right? Sure. The lads take Dolokhov back to Moscow.
To Dr. Lorraine's house?
Well, they just take him back to his own house.
Okay.
I think they should have taken him to Lorraine.
Yeah.
Because he's dying, and Lorraine does appear at some points to be a doctor. but they just take him, back to his house.
Okay.
Now, this is really interesting, and we're basically at the end now. As always with Tolstoy and with the characters in War and Peace, he'll always blindside you. Like, something will always come out of the blue that you just didn't see. Like when Dolokhov started eating snow, for example.
Sure.
When he's dying.
Sure.
But you do just never see the stuff coming. This is what Dolokhov says as they get closer. "Where are we? In Moscow, I know. I don't matter, but I have killed her. Killed.
What?
She won't get over it. She won't survive." It turns out, this is all very sad, turns out Dolokhov lives with his mother, and the shock of her son in this state would probably kill her. So Nick goes in ahead and prepares her for what she's about to see, and this is what we end on. And to his great surprise, Nick learned that Dolokhov the brawler, Dolokhov the bully, lived in Moscow with an old mother and a hunchback sister, and was the most affectionate of sons and brothers.
Tolstoy.
You cheeky
you
chap,
know how
Tolstoy.
To do it, Tolstoy.
Because now I feel bad.
Oh.
This is why Tolstoy's great. It's why this book's great. No one's actually evil or good.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You watch all those sort of Marvel films or whatever it may be.
Yeah, Dr. Mad Spider.
Everyone's an evil spider or a...
good bat.
I haven't seen a lot of them, so there probably is more nuance than that. But
I'm sure there is, but that's nuance.
Yeah, that is... I mean... I hope he makes it, personally.
Now I hope he makes it.
I wish I had a better system for solving disagreements.
It's the summary.
Steve, you ready? Hang on, that's way too
intense.
That's
going to be way too intense.
Sorry about that. That kind of threw me. You ready? Yeah?
No,
come straight in after the stick. Steve, ready?
I'm ready now.
Steve, that was quite the duel.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. Are you ready as well?
You scared me a bit then, but this is nicer. This is okay. Nicer, more calm.
Yeah, calm
before
will.
The storm. Calm will. What we have earlier, too scary, too much, mate.
Too much. Listen, mate, I've got a lot of faith in you. I'm going to give you 10 seconds as always.
Yeah.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1...
I challenge thou. Pierre's not having a good time. His wife's been stolen. Dolokhov stole her. He's not a nice guy. Dinner's gone downhill. It's duel time. Mist, fog, smoke and fog. Run, bang,
beep,
snow,
beep,
bang.
Beep,
I've been shot.
Beep,
but I'm
beep,
a nice guy.
Beep.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Sort of, kind of. We don't know.
We're not sure, but sort of.
There
Steve, remind me what the chapter was called, because that was very intense.
A lot of stuff going on there. It was called I Challenge Thou.
Oh, are you sure that's the right thing? Is it thou or should it be you?
Could well be you. You pick and choose whichever one you want, depending on how you feel about us and the characters.
It really is up to you. What a couple of chapters that was. A duel, maybe to the death.
A party and then a duel.
I do like the duel mechanics, though. I like the fact that there are lads there who are mainly there to kind of stop the duel.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't seem to try hard, but it's a nice idea.
I think there could have been more medical support available.
Sure, it's very much let's go into the woods and shoot each other.
Yeah, I mean, if Dr. Lorraine or even push Dr. Larry if he had to...
Either of the Larrys or Lorraine.
Anyway, look, lots
of
ideas. Look,
it's not for us to decide how duels were done 200 years ago.
That was my first duel, to be honest, so I'm not going to sit here... in this room and tell them how to run a duel, because obviously they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing, and look, you know, they know what they're doing.
That's wonderful stuff. Keep going, Will.
We know what we're doing.
And we'll know.
I'm so going to challenge you. I challenge you.
See you next week. Thank you for listening to another episode of War and Peace.
No, thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you to you. You did a good job as well, Will.
Cheers.
Look, all I want to say this week is please, please go and take a look at our Patreon. Just have a look, at least. Just have a quick look.
One tiny glance.
One tiny little glance. Fleeting. You could just be a blink almost. And you might see in that brief blink, you can sign up to our Patreon for just £1 a month. £2 a month gets you behind the scenes chats. It gets you...
The silly bits.
It gets you extra content. And there's more levels where you get more stuff. So just going to have a quick look. £2 a month, $2 a month. It's nothing.
Nothing.
It's nothing. So this week in the extra chat, we'll probably be talking about you and thou. I imagine we'll go deeply into Lucia's email, probably perform some Shakespeare.
I think we're going to perform some Shakespeare, Steve.
So anyway, if that in any way interests you, do go and have a look. Patreon.com/WAPIN7.
Thank you ever so much in advance. See thou... next week.
See you next week.